beginning of Chelek Gimel in the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Reish Mem Beis, as we began last week, discusses introduction of the laws of Shabbos, entitled the Hizahir Bekavod Shabbos. He spoke about laundering and challah, and the Mechaber began discussing the importance to Lechabedes HaShabbos, the importance of Oneg Shabbos. And in fact, there are those opinions that actually say that the mitzvah of Oneg Shabbos is min haTorah, is actually a Torah obligation. The Mishnah Berurah tells us v'tov lizaher shel yivchos mishnei tavshilim, that a person should not have for each meal less than two dishes. Gam tov she'yicha b'chol suda mishnei sudas dogim. Some say because of the gematria, dog is seven. We'll discuss a little bit more about the symbolism and significance of the number seven corresponding to Shabbos, that each of the three meals one should have fish. And he says, what if you don't like fish? If a person just, it doesn't go well with them, or they despise, they just don't like the taste of fish. The purpose of this, of course, the overall understanding is that we're supposed to have Oneg Shabbos. So even though there may be an inyan to have certain foods, but if it's something in which a person gets sick because of it, or something which they don't find it tasty, then certainly there's no inyan for that individual to have such food. And he also mentions that, for example, imoichrei hadogim, miyakrin hashar, let's say people who realize this and you are in the fish business, so for some reason Monday and Tuesday the price of fish is pretty low, and all of a sudden when Thursday and Friday comes along the prices are significantly raised, so he brings down, then certainly nochon l'sakin shul yiknu dogim eza shabasois ad shiamod hashar al mikomo. And there's different stories that this actually happened, that they would institute that not to eat fish, dafka not to eat fish, so that it should not cause an extra burden, financial burden on people. However, the Mishnah Berurah does point out one other thought before we spend a couple moments in the Aruch HaShulchan. He says, the mizonos shel Shabbos v'yom tov, imosif mosifin lo. If a person says, you know what, I want to cut some corners in this turbulent economic times, and I'm just not going to spend so much when it comes to the Shabbos meals, you should be rest assured that if one is mosif, if you add to your Shabbos meal and you spend a bit in order to enhance the covered Shabbos, you should know that mosif and lo, that it's something which you will receive that money back. Kamo she'amru chazal, kol mizonosav shel adam, ketzuvim lo mirosh hashanah v'yad rosh hashanah, everything is already set aside and designated from Rosh Hashanah. Exactly how much a person is going to be making throughout the year doesn't mean you don't have to do anything. You can just say, well, Hashem already told me how much, already knows how much I'm going to make. Obviously, Hishtadlus needs to be put into what we do. However, there is an exception to this rule, and that is when it comes to the Hotzos, the monies in which a person spends for Shabbos and for Yom Tov. He says, V'yesh l'zahir shel yoyseh behen, because people may be concerned, they may not spend so much. So says the tour. Not only when it comes to the expenditures, when it comes to Shabbos meals, but also, and this is a nice thing to say when it comes to gathering up tuition dollars for the yeshiva, is a hotzas bundle of Talmud Torah. A person spends money for tuition for their child in order to learn Torah, that is also something which is not part of the cheshvan, if you will, when it comes to from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. And therefore, a person should be advised to enhance their Shabbos and Yom Tov meal, and it's not something which will cause a financial burden. Of course, this is based on emunah, but really this is the whole concept of what Shabbos is about. The Aruch HaShulchan says the Shabbos Kodesh who os ha-gadol shvein ha-kodesh baruch hu bein amu Yisrael. It's one of the signs, an os gadol, a tremendous sign, a relationship that Hashem has specifically to the Jewish people, even though, as the Aruch HaShulchan explains in this siman, he says the purpose of Shabbos is zecher l'maaseh b'reishis, is in order to remember Hashem created the world, as we're familiar with, of course, Parshas b'reishis, exactly how that was accomplished. He says, as opposed to when it comes to the Moadim, in which he says, It corresponds to historical events that happened to the Jewish people. And you can therefore maybe imagine that certainly when it comes to the Umos Ha'olam, the nations of the world, She'en L'Shar Ha'umos Shaychos Bazet, when it comes to the Yom Tovim, what can they celebrate? They can celebrate Pesach, that they left Mitzrayim, they didn't leave Egypt. However, when it comes to the creation of the world, perhaps one would think that Shabbos is something which pertains to the entire world, because after all, we're acknowledging and recognizing the creation of the world. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, V'zehu adas ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. The purpose of the Shabbos is in order to sanctify the Jewish people specifically. In fact, the Gemara says that someone who is a Nachri Sheshavas is Chayav Misa, someone who is not of the Jewish faith, is not allowed to observe the Shabbos. And therefore, even though it does remind us of Masa Bereishis, which represents something which every person was created, but nonetheless it was something designated specifically in order to enhance the sanctity and to separate us from the rest of the world. Then the Aruch HaShulchan says that when it comes to Shabbos, so important is this mitzvah that it's not just mentioned once or twice in the Torah. In fact, if you would go through the Torah, you would find numerous parshios which speak about Shabbos. And he lists the names of those parshios, which some of them maybe can think of. It says, B'shalach, Yisro, Mishpatim, Kisisa, V'yakel, Emor, and V'eschana. And he says, it's interesting that out of those parshios, if you were able to count along with me, that is exactly seven. There are seven parshios which discuss Shabbos, which again, just like the fish, represents something unique about what Shabbos is. Shabbos, of course, is only one day of the week. However, says the Aruch HaShulchan, L'hor she'kol shiva yimei ha'shvua b'shabbos tuyim, that really, Shabbos should have an influence not just on one day of our week, but it should spill over onto the way that we conduct ourselves during the rest of the week as well. L'chein, anu maskirim b'chol yom es ha'shabbos. Of course, at the end of Shachar services, we do mention Shabbos every single day because, and it's not just because that's the day of the week, but it's in order that we should always remember Shabbos and its beauty and how we were connected to it. And in fact, the Aruch HaShulchan, which we'll conclude with this last piece, he mentions that because this is so connected to our emunah, our basic tenets of faith, that a person, God forbid, who desecrates the Shabbos, unfortunately, is not just forsaking one mitzvah, but rather they are really forsaking the entire Torah, to the point that it's as though a person is an oivid kachavim, comparable to a person who is engaged in idol worship. And that's the reason why he says that immediately after Yetzias Mitzrayim, we couldn't even wait in order to receive the Torah to get this mitzvah of Shabbos. The mitzvah of Shabbos was given prior to Kabbalah HaTorah at Marah. And even though he brings down that unfortunately there were people that did not embrace this mitzvah and they did not observe Shabbos properly, as he brings down that there were people that gathered the mun, as we're familiar with the story, exactly how that was done, even though the mun didn't fall, they put it out in order to trick people to think that the mun fell. And on this, Hashem's reaction is the following pasuk. Hashem said, based on what he saw, he said, "An onam antim lishmar mitzvoisai v'sarasai." How long is this nation going to forsake my mitzvos and my Torah? What do you mean, my mitzvos and my Torah? Well, they did one thing. They just didn't keep the Shabbos. So on this, it's clear in Hashem's eyes, which is what counts. Hari Amar Mefurish Shashabbosi Klolius Kol HaTorah V'Mitzvos. That when a person observes Shabbos, and of course, the way that we define the level of how a person is religious or not, we say, is this person a Shomer Shabbos? So we see clearly the significance of the strength of one's emunah in observance of Shabbos, and one who does so properly, again, does not just affect that one day, but it makes the Shem should affect our entire week.